Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tuesday Prayer Line for the Children, where we pray for the children of the world. We're grateful you joined us, and we're so thankful that the Most High God connects us every week. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. That's the book that we need. That's the book that our children need. That's the book that we need to teach our children in. You know, Deuteronomy says to teach the children that there is one God, the only true and living God, to teach them in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. Write it on the doorpost, on the gates, on the TV, on the computer. Write it so the children can read it, so the children will know. But if they're not taught, how will they know that he's the only true God? Many of our children are serving false gods today because we're neglecting to do what God wants us to do. So we got to teach our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren that there's only one God and there's only one Son. Jesus is his name. And the Holy Spirit, he leads and guides us daily. We're grateful. Well, we're grateful. We have Adelie Johnson on with us today from Louisiana. She's going to sing and maybe pray. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice. How's your brother? Adelie?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you going to pray and sing today?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. Some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Hey, man, that was awesome, Adelie.
Thank you.
How's Trizee, your brother?
Good.
You doing good? Well, Father, we just thank you for Adelie and for her brother, Trizee. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Bless them. Father, I thank you that they started in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. As they grow and develop, I thank you that the word of the Lord would be written on the tables of their heart, that they will not sin against you. I pray a healing protection upon them. In the name of Jesus, protection, safety upon them as they come in and as they go out. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank God for Adelie. She's 4 years young. Her brother's about a year old or so. We thank God for their grandmother, Esther, who brings them on weekly in the name of Jesus. Well, we have Sister Minister Julia Walker on with us today, her nephew and her great-grandson. They're going to introduce themselves and sing and pray. Good afternoon, Minister Walker. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you.
My name is Zaire, and I'm 7 years old.
My name is King Walker. I'm 6 years old.
My name is I'm 21 old.
Amen, amen. He's going to say the prayers.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day, our daily bread. Forgive us all debts, as we give all debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down on the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to pass the righteous for his name's sake. So I walk through the valley, shadow of death. I will not know evil. But thou with me, the rod, the staff, they comfort me. Thou perpetrated for me, and the presence of my enemies. Thou knowledge my head with all, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for myself. Thanks for my brothers. Thanks for my sister. Thanks for my mama. Thanks for my daddy. Thanks for my entire family. Thank you for Jesus that died on the cross for us, for our sins. Thank you for Sister G for inviting us on the radio. Amen. God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for Sister G. Thank you for my mama, thank you for my daddy, thank you for my brother, thank you for my sister. And we love God and he loves us, so we love him back, and amen.
I'm lost in the garden, afraid in the Lord. Then I'm just afraid in the God. Then I'm just afraid in the kingdom, every day in the blood, in the kingdom, every day in the blood. Then I'm amen.
God, keep us covered on the prison door in the red circle. Keep me covered on the prison door. I thank you for praise the Lord.
Anything that has breath.
Praise the Lord.
What David said.
Everything has breath.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
What did the devil come to do?
Steal, kill, and destroy.
And what God come to do?
Burn up.
Praise God.
Amen.
I can do
all things through Christ with strength in me.
Amen. The joy of the Lord
is our strength.
Hallelujah.
We're going to sing a song. Go ahead.
This one light of mine, I'm going to let him shine. Jesus is alive. Let him shine. Amen.
Father, I thank you for Minister Julia and her grandson and her nephew, Joe. I thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protecting them everywhere they go. Give them the strength. I thank you that the strength of the Lord is upon them. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for them continually growing in grace, wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your word. I thank you, Lord God, for the call of God upon their lives. I thank you, Lord God, that they will seek your face daily in the name of Jesus, that they will be obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. I thank you for blessing them, protecting them, providing for them, giving them the desires of their heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome, 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 awesome. Thank God for the children. Well, we have Sister Bridget's daughters on with us today. We have three of them, and I'm going to let them say their name and their ages, and they're going to sing. Good afternoon, girls. Girls, they're on. Sister Bridget? Hello? Bridget?
Hello, how you doing? We they on. Yes, ma'am. How everyone's doing today?
All right, we're doing great. Let them give their name, their age, and then they can sing.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
My name is Brenara. She is.
My name is Brenara of 13.
My name is Remaya. Is I'm 9.
All right, go ahead and sing, girls. Go ahead and sing.
Is it the light of man? I want it. Is it the light of man? I want it. Is it the light of man? I want it. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my heart, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my heart, all in my home, God will let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Bridget and her daughters, all three of the girls, oh God, and her son Frederick. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I thank you for wisdom and wise choices for them. I thank you for a mother's love. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, for protecting them as they go to school, as they come home, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the children growing in the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. I thank you, Lord God, for them reading your word, studying your word, and obeying your word. In the name of Jesus, protect them from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. And I thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for the children today. The children coming on from Louisiana, from Florida, and from Mississippi. They are very talented children, and I thank God for them. They are growing so much, so much. I thank God. All right, Sister Vivian is going to be the host today. She's going to be leading us in prayer, Sister Vivian. We have Sister Mary Coleman on to pray today. We have Sister Annette, Sister Marion Williams, Sister Mary Nichols. You need me to repeat it again?
Marion Williams and Mary Nichols.
Mary Coleman. Sister Annette. Marion Williams and Mary Nichols. Okay, that's it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Bless each one, and we do bless the children again. So, God, so good to hear them this afternoon. Praise God. We pray that they continue in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to continue on in the flow, thanking God for his presence. Sister Mary Nichols, Sister Mary Coleman, I mean, can you pray for the children that are grieving because they have lost their parents to gun violence?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the master's name, Lord Jesus. Father, we lift you up. We lift these children up to you, Lord, that have lost their parents, Heavenly Father, through gun violence. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, to bless them and comfort them in their hour of need, Lord. Heavenly Father, give them the strength, Heavenly Father, to meet every challenge, Heavenly Father, that faces them. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, when they feel alone, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to comfort their little hearts. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Preserve them as they go to and fro, Lord. Father, bless them. No weapons formed against them will prosper. We know, Heavenly Father, that you love children. You said in your words that children are a gift from you. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, for continuous blessing over these children. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will bless them physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In the name of Lord Jesus, keep all harm and danger. Keep them from all harm and danger, Lord. Bless them, Heavenly Father, that they would trust you. Guide their minds, Heavenly Father, from harmful instructions. Yes, Lord. Bless that they will recognize evil from good. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God. Sister Annette, pray that the depression and oppression be broken off the children that are displaced from their homes.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love and praise, we bless and honor you today. Thank you for the privilege and opportunity to pray on the behalf of the children. In the name of Jesus, we know that they're very dear to your heart. And so, Lord God, we pray for the depressed, the oppressed children because of being displaced. Father God, we ask for your mercy and grace to abound toward them, Lord God. We ask you to have mercy according to your loving kindness and tender mercies, O God. Father, you know what it is. Father, you know how they feel. Father, we pray that you break the power of hurt and disappointment and frustration and every other spirit that would try to hold them down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just pray that the powers of hell be broken over their lives, that the enemy would not triumph over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you know that as children, sometimes grown-ups don't listen to children like they should. But we pray, Lord God, that the spirit of oppression be broken off of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that people would recognize them for who they are, and that they, even small, that they have been created in your image and likeness, and that many of them have gifts from you. All of them have gifts from you, Father, and some of them can speak a word out of the mouth of babes. So we pray, Lord God, that people would recognize them, Father, and not minimize them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that every spirit that's not like you that would try to come to hold them down, Father, that the powers be broken over their lives in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We do pray for salvation. We pray, Lord, of the harvest that you send forth labors across their path, and God, that love would abound toward them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask, oh God, that you cover them, Lord God. Father, keep them, oh God, from secret traps and all kinds of things that the enemy would try to use against them. But Father, we pray that you make a way of escape for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you today, God. We pray for healing of their minds, their spirit, their hearts. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord God, and heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. We just thank you for the children. And, God, we know that you're able to make all grace abound. So we ask you to cover them with your blood. We do ask for salvation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Miriam Williams, can you pray against fear, thinking something's going to happen to them any minute? They are walking in fear. So come against that.
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come to thank you right now, Lord God. I come to praise you right now, Lord God. I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus right now, Lord God. Let them know in your word you said to fear not, that you are always with them right now, Lord God. To fear not, because you will guide them, you will lead them, you will guide them, you will cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. So help them to fear not, Lord God, but just to call on your holy name right now, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that in your word, you said that you would never leave them nor forsake them, that you would always be with them right now, Lord God. Let them not fear anything right now, Lord God. Let them just pray to you right now, Lord God, for you to cover them as they go to school, to cover them at home, to cover them while they're outside playing, to cover them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And let them know, Lord God, that you sit high, you look low, and you watch over everybody. You watch over all of the children right now, Lord God. Let them know that they are covered under the blood of Jesus right now, and to fear not right now, Lord God, but just continue to strengthen them where they're weak and build them up, Lord God. Give them that confidence right now, Lord God, to know that you are there for them and they have nothing to fear. Protect them from all violence right now, Lord God, gun violence, bullying right now, Lord God. Help them not to fear any of that stuff right now, Lord God. Let them know that you're going to be there to protect them from all of that stuff right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise you right now, Lord God, and I continue to plead the blood of Jesus over them. Cover them from all fear, hurt, harm, and danger is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Sister Mary Nichols, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Pray for children that has mental problems.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you have done, all you are doing, all you will do, and that you have our blessing in mind. Lord, we just ask you to cover the children. Praise you, Lord, and thank you for your many blessings. Will you remind me of what I'm supposed to be praying about?
for those that have mental disabilities.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And Lord, we just ask you to take hold of the mental status of all of your children, that we would not be sent in different directions that are not drawing close to you, and that the children in the times that we're living in, that they would have peace and feel love and know that they can depend on you. So often they are left to their own devices, and that they just don't know with assurance that you are there, you are with them, and that you can and will lead them in their thought processes. So, Lord, we just ask you to continue to give them comfort and lead them in the way that you would have them to go, that the forces of the world would not come upon them and lead them astray. So we just thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, all of your children, adults and grandparents and all, but that the children will know with assurance that they can turn to you, that you are the source of good things, and that you are that you would protect them and lead them in their thinking and mental condition. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for the children in Israel and Ukraine as their parents try to keep shelter for them, that they are protected.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. We thank you that you are omnipresent. You're all over the world at the same time. Thank you that you're in Israel, you're in Ukraine, you're in Russia, you're in South America, North America. But Lord, we particularly lift up the children in Israel and Ukraine. We thank you, Lord God, for their parents being able to provide, meet every need, oh God, and to keep them safe where the war is going on, oh God. I thank you for shelter for them, bomb shelters, food provided for them, clothes, whatever they may need, oh God. And Father, I thank you that 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh their dwelling. Remove fear and intimidation from them, from the gunshots or the bombing or whatever's going on around them, oh God. Oh God, I thank you that 1,000 may fall to one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they are protected by you under the shadow of your almighty wings, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for removing the fear, oh God, from them, allowing them, Lord God, to begin to trust in you like never before. Let them hear your voice clear. If you say go right, they'll go right, and then they'll know that they're safe in the direction that they're going in. Let the parents hear your voice. Let the children hear your voice. Let them be on one accord. Let the children obey their parents, because you entrusted parents with the care of the children. So when the children listen and obey, they will be safe in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the war ending soon. We know your word said there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but we thank you for the end to come to this war so that peace can be in those nations where there's war, where there's violence, where there's crime. And we thank you that you are a peacemaker, Jehovah Shalom. We're depending on you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, Lord,
Father God, you know the children that has been brought to you on this line, God. We did lift them up to you, Father God. As they grow, Lord God, God, show them the way, God, as their parents have prayed, as others have prayed for Zoe, Revere, Devin, and Corey. Father, we are lifting up these children to you, Father God, that you are doing great and mighty things in them as they grow, Lord. We pray, God, that they will always seek your face and tell of the good news, God. Tell, have a testimony, oh God, of where you brought them from. We thank you, Father God, for these children, God. We thank you because you know them by name, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue that has flowed through their blood system, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God, because we know that you are healing, God. Yes, Lord God, and we know, God, Lord God, you have heard the cries of a mother and a father. We know, God, that you have heard the prayers of the saints, and we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for what you have done and what you are still doing in these four children's lives, God, and even in the lives of those that we don't know, God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing. We thank you, God, for your healing virtue. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, yes, because you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, for their eyes, God, that they will see way beyond as they grow. They'll see the spiritual things of life. Thank you, Father God, that they will eat your word continually and speak it out to others, that others will be drawn to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever their feet shall trod, God, it shall be on holy ground, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, Father God, that their feet is planted upon a rock to stay, and they will not back down. They will not turn back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will have a prayer life, oh God, and they will call unto you, Lord God, and you will answer them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They'll know you, God, oh God, at once, oh God, that they can depend upon and they can call upon, they can lean upon, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So touch these children continuously, Lord, as they grow, God. Oh, God, whatever you have planned, hallelujah, the plans for you that you have for them, oh, God. Oh, God, plan they know not of, but you're going to lead them in that way, God. Establish their way each day, oh, God. They're going in and they're coming out, oh, God. Oh, Father God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Oh, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord God. Oh, Father, as the enemy tries to come in like a flood, we know that there will be days, God, they may have some trials and tribulation, but oh God, we know, God, after all they've been through, you surely gonna bring them through. Oh God, we thank you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Mary Coleman, can you pray for children that are in children's hospital for every kind of sickness that they are facing in the hospitals? Sister Mary Coleman?
I am so sorry. I had my phone on mute.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, will come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. Praying for the children that are sick and in the hospitals, Lord. Father, I come lifting them up, being a worker in the hospital and working with children that was ill, knowing, Heavenly Father, the feelings that they have in terms of being afraid and not knowing what's going to happen from one day to the next. I pray for you to comfort them. I pray that their families are compassionate and show them love. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the doctors and the nurses are compassionate and serve them and be aware and understand that these children have emotional feelings just like adults. I pray that they take time and listen to them, those that can talk, and be alert to their needs. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you bless, that they will overcome whatever sickness or whatever disease, Heavenly Father, because we know that only good and perfect come from you. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to bless them, cover them with the blood of Jesus, because we know, Heavenly Father, that the blood of Jesus breaks every yoke. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to be there for them late at night when they are alone, they're feeling alone, and they are feeling afraid, to comfort them, Heavenly Father, and to give them hope. And I ask that you bless them, Heavenly Father, that they will turn to you and trust you. Because, Heavenly Father, you can do all things but fail. You're eternal. You're everlasting. It's nothing too hard for you. And I pray that when the families come and visit them, that they will assure them that God is with them, because you said that you would be with us to the end. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, Heavenly Father, that if they're in any pain, that you will ease their pain, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they will not suffer. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that the doctors don't keep them drugged up so that mentally they can't. These are things that happens. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you touch their minds, guard their little minds, and let them trust you. Trust you, Heavenly Father, to overcome whatever diseases, viruses, or whatever that they're facing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray that the families also trust you and keep their hands in your hand, Heavenly Father. Because, again, you can do all things but fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, pray for children that are being bullied out here that they don't commit suicide.
Okay. Well, Father, we just come humbly before you today, but we come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and help in the time of need. And Lord, we curse that epidemic of suicide that's running rampant throughout America, Lord God. And many times it's because of the bullying that the children have experienced. Lord, the bullies We pray for them, God. Father, whatever is lacking in their lives, oh, God, we pray that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray that you would heal their hearts and their minds. Lord, we know that a lot of bullies, that they're very insecure people, God, and they try to make themselves look good or feel better by bullying, intimidating, ridiculing, harassing people. But, God, we pray that you get a hold to their hearts and their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, let them know that they are special, Father, to you, and that you love them, Lord God. They need love, Lord God. And so we pray, Lord God, that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers across their path that would love them, Lord God, that the love of God, that the light of God would be shown to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we do pray for their salvation and that of their parents, because some of it comes from their parents and even some of our leaders. Even one of the presidents in America who bullied people all the time. But God, we pray against that evil, unclean spirit of bullying, Lord God. Father, we come against that in the name of Jesus. And we pray that everyone that is inferior, Lord God, feels inferior, because they're not inferior in your sight. But God, when they feel inferior and they have to try to make themselves look big, Father, we just pray for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That mountain, oh God, of inferiority that leads to bullying in many cases, we pray, oh God, that that mountain be thou removed from them and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, as we pray about the bullying, Father, the spirit of suicide, Lord God, we come against the spirit of hopelessness. Oh, Rabba Vashe, Iko, Robo Shande, Eshata Moshande, Robo She, Iko Mashande, Robo She. We come against that spirit of hopelessness, Lord God. So much confusion going on in the world. Children don't know who they are, whether they're male or female, God. And, oh, God, all of the evil works that are going on, God, we pray against all of this confusion, because you are not a spirit of confusion. And, oh, God, we pray for hope, Lord God. Oh, God, as the children sing this little light, Lord, let the light of God shine, oh, God, throughout the world, Lord. They need stability. And, oh, God, we pray, Lord God, Father, that you would give them a desire to live, Father. Send people that would encourage them, Lord God, would love on them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of isolation and loneliness. Oh, Shata Mosheke, Roboshe, Eko, Shikande, Roboshe. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and they would not feel alone and isolated, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift them up today. God, let hope, oh, God, spring forth for the children, Lord God. Hope, oh, God, hope, 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 hope. Oh, God, they need hope. And so we pray, Lord God, that they would realize that you love them with everlasting love and that you died for them. So we do pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would let the laborers go forth, Lord, like never before to minister to the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And for we thank you for them, Lord God. Spare their lives, oh, God. Let them live and not die, oh, God, that they would declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we speak hope and we speak life over them, Lord God. Life, abundant life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for their safety and protection. Make a way of escape, Lord God.
in the name of Jesus, and help their parents to be sensitive, and not only their parents, but even their classmates, God, if they see something, they would speak up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Father, for salvation and redemption, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Vivian, Sister Linda's on with us now as well. She can pray when you, you know, whenever you get ready for it, too.
All right. Sister Miriam Williams, come against this gay and lesbian spirit that is arising in our land now.
Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God. I thank you, first of all, Lord God, and I praise you. I bind that spirit of lesbianism and gay right now, Lord God, because you made Adam and Eve right now, Lord God. You didn't make Adam and Steve, or you didn't make Adam and Jane. You made Adam and Eve, Lord God. I bind that spirit of two men getting together, two women getting together, Lord God. I bind that spirit of lesbianism and gay right now, Lord God. Our children are so confused right now, Lord God. They don't know whether or not they want to be a boy or a girl. They don't know that how God made them was beautiful and wonderfully made, and that they should not try to change nothing that God had already made and produced. Right now, Lord God, I bring it to you right now, Lord God. It's all around us right now, Lord God. It's in every family right now, Lord God. You have a gay child or a gay relative right now, Lord God. I pray for them right now, Lord God. I pray that spirit off of them right now, Lord God. And I bind that spirit away from my children and my grandchildren and all of the children right now, Lord God. I bind that spirit of lesbianism right now, Lord God. Help them. Clear their minds right now, Lord God, to know that it's an abomination right now, Lord God, and that is not what God intended for them to do with their lives right now, Lord God. He intended for a man to have a wife as a soulmate and a wife that has a husband as a soulmate, not two men together, not two women together. Lord God, let them know that that is not pleasing in your sight right now, Lord God. I know that it's a sexual preference right now, Lord God, and they want to say that they were born that way, but that's a lie. They were not born to be gay. They were not born lesbian. They were made wonderfully by you, Lord God, and you don't make no mistakes when you make somebody, Lord God. And they were not made that way through you. Right now, Lord God, I just bind that spirit of lesbianism and gayism, and I just pray right now, Lord God, that you touch each and every one of them. Open their eyes that they can behold right now, Lord God, and let them know that they were perfectly and wonderfully made by you, and they should not want to change anything that you made. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Sister Mary Nichols?
Yes.
Pray for the parent with gay children that they would try to teach their children the right way.
Oh, Lord. We pray for the parents, children, young people who have bought into the work that they are being taught and bombarded with that allows them to think that they can choose and, in other words, make themselves. And Lord, we just ask that the parents, first of all, would trust you to have made their children in your image and to bring them up in the admonition of you, Lord, and that you have a plan for them as they have been made, so that the parent would support the children in doing what is right, support the children in learning to walk with you and to walk in the spirit that you have given for righteousness. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done in keeping, defending so many children who have not gone that way. So, Lord, we just ask you to make the parent trust in you and follow your will and your way in righteousness, and that they would bring their children up in righteousness that comes from you. Good things come from you, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sister G, pray that children will have a willingness and want to go to work this summer and not be slothful and lazy.
Hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. You said, allow the children to come to you and don't stop. And Lord, many people are pampering their children. You said, don't spare the rod and spoil the children. Many children are spoiled. Their parents do everything for them. So when they grow up a certain age, they don't want to work. They don't feel like working. They don't have to work because their parents give them everything. They buy them a car. They just pamper them. They buy them all the clothes they need. So why should they work? But, Lord, I thank you for straightening the households out where parents are just bombarding them with everything, cell phones, TV, da-da-da-da, all the stuff. Why should they work if they're getting everything on a silver platter? So, Father, the children are wise, but let their parents be wise and allow them, train them while they're young. Pick up your toys, make your bed, clean your room, clean the kitchen, clean the garage, whatever it is. When they get a certain age, let them get responsibilities given by their parents at the age that's appropriate. So when they grow up, they'll say, oh, my mama, I saw this job online. Can I go? Daddy, I saw a job online. Can I get that job? They'll be really, really excited about going to work because their parents have instilled in them work ethic that is appropriate for their age, oh God. So we just thank God for a change of mind for the children. It's not so much the children that are lazy, but their parents are allowing them to. They want to sleep till whatever. They don't want to go to school. It's allowed. So, Father, change the mindsets of the household, the ones that are in rule and authority over the children, so the children will not grow up lazy. They won't grow up thinking that everybody owes them something, but they'll want to give back, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Linda? Can you pray for children to be delivered from slavery, those that have been taken into slavery, that they be delivered?
Okay. Father, we thank you. We honor you. Father, you're our hope. You're our only hope for our children. Father, we lift up those, Lord, that have been taken into slavery, into bondage, Lord, misused as children, being put out to do work on farms and Lord God, inside of places, Lord, that children should not be. They're misusing and using and abusing, controlling. Lord God, we pray for their deliverance today, that they would be set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that in the United States, they, Lord God, take animals and cage them up. They take, Lord God, birds and different things, Lord God, from the jungle and have people going around, Lord God, paying to go to the zoo to look at animals, Lord, that you set free, but they have caged. So, Father, then now they're caging our children. They're taking them, Lord God, from other countries and bringing them over here and working them, Lord God, for less than what they should be given, not putting them in homes with people that could love them and take care of them and raise them up in your way, Father, in Jesus' name. So we pray for deliverance of those children that are held in bondage and those that are used for sex slaves, Lord God, those that are used, Lord God, in the homes of rich people, Lord God, that are not paying them anything, Lord God, in Jesus' name, not even allowing them to go to school, not even allowing them to even go out in the yard, Lord God, to be among other children, but they have them locked up in the house, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we know that your eyes are up on the earth. Your eyes are up on the nations, Lord. So our hope in you, our hope is in you, Father. Our trust is in you that you can tear down the walls just like you did the Jericho walls, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask that you would hear, be attentive to our prayers today, Lord God, that these children will be loosed and set free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks. Praise God. We do thank God for all the prayers that has gone up to him. Praise God that he will hear us and he will answer. We pray for all those that in juvenile prisons, those that are in state prison, those that are whatever type of prison they are in, that they be delivered in their minds from every evil force that is attacking them. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, that they will call upon you, O God, and salvation will come into their hearts, that they will live an overcoming life, O God, and they will be released, O God. O God, I do believe, God, if they turn it all over to you, you will deliver the chains, hallelujah, and break every chain, hallelujah. Loose them that they may go free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are that kind of God. You see the heart of man, hallelujah. And you will deliver, hallelujah, when their heart is towards you, oh God. That's what you've done for David. When his heart was towards you, God, oh God, you delivered David, oh God, and so that he can escape from his enemies, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that have called unto you this afternoon. We come against any backlash, anything that the enemy that will try to torment them with, Father God, they are free in the Holy Ghost, free to move in and have their being, oh Father God. Father God, there will nothing be able to stand before them because they are going forth even the more, oh God, and calling upon you for the children and their parents, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you gave us children, oh God, to make up this vast world. If it wasn't for a child first, how could this world be? So we thank you, and we thank you for every parent that's on here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Thank you all so much for coming on to pray for the children. Don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesday, at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Sister Mary Nichols. She's the holistic coach. She's going to be teaching tomorrow, you know, how to eat healthy, how to stay healthy, all those things, what to eat, what not to eat. So we thank God for her. Thank God for the children coming on today. They certainly blessed me so much. Thank God for their families. I love each of you. Look forward to hearing from you very soon, tomorrow, on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Join us so we can learn the word and how to eat, what not to eat. Thank God for you all. Love y'all. Have a good evening. Bye.